We are awfully jazzed around here because the Milwaukee Brewers play playoff baseball on Tuesday and Wednesday for sure, maybe Thursday, and it's here in Milwaukee. Tickets are still available for those games. Rick Schlesinger is the president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Rick, thank you so much for making some time for us.
Glad to be on, guys.
So this is exciting. Tickets are available for that first series. Tickets will go on sale for everybody in a couple days to the NLDS. Tell us the situation. Take us inside the ticket scenario going on at American Family Field.
Yeah, we've got tickets mostly in the terrace level, which is good because those are the least expensive tickets. Between $25 and $30 gets you here and watching playoff baseball. We have very few tickets left in the remaining areas of the ballpark. But again, some good availability right now for the terrace level. And again, with the price point being $25 or $30, it's affordable. And it's going to be fun baseball next week. And these three games. And then next Tuesday, in single game tickets for division series, again, we have to get there. So if we're there, those tickets will be available for sale starting Tuesday. Again, games not played, people get their money back. So there's no downside, but hopefully we play those games and we keep selling more tickets and we keep having more rounds to sell tickets for.
So Rick, take us behind the scenes here. Which department within the Brewers organization is most stressed this time of year with quick turnaround times and not having all the information you need, but only having some? How crazy is it?
It's the Rick Schlesinger department that's the most stressed. So I'm really good about sharing the stress and making it known that I'm stressed. No, this is why we're here. You know, it's good stress. It's fun stress. It's exciting stress. So I love the stress of it because that means we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, which is playing meaningful baseball in October. So what's really, you know, a challenge for our people, and I include our people, I include all our event staff, is we don't know exactly what time the games are Tuesday, Wednesday, and if necessary, Thursday. We don't know who we're playing, but we don't know the game time. So we've got, you know, hundreds of event workers who are so committed that they're saying, listen, I don't care if the game is at midnight, at 6 p.m., at 4 p.m., I'm going to work it, I'm going to be available. And it's, you know, we have to plan for a lot of different contingencies. And you frankly also have to plan for multiple rounds. And, you know, we always are optimistic. So we always plan for playing games deep into October, and you pivot as needed, but you go in with optimism. We have incredibly dedicated staff, very committed, very excited staff, and we're just dealing with it, and this is fun. This is sort of why we're here.
Rick, you're a snappy dresser, and I saw you after the game and that big celebration.
Nobody would agree with that statement, including my wife.
Did the champagne smell come out of those clothes yet?
Yes, I left the clubhouse alone for the players and the coaches. But when the players came on the field, obviously a lot of hugs and high fives, and it never gets old. And you know, every celebration is fun. We've had a couple of seasons when we haven't really celebrated at home because we've clinched on the road or other factors. So, you know, it's kind of nice to celebrate at home in front of the fans and yeah, take a bath or, you know, an indirect bath of champagne. And again, as Craig said in the clubhouse, you know, we need to do this four more times. So I'm looking forward to having a dry cleaning bill.
I need to ask you this. So we learned that Matt Arnold, the Brewers general manager, had a cell phone issue because of the celebration. Apparently champagne and iPhones don't go well together. Is that an expensive item as he goes to look for a new phone, Rick? Does that come across your desk?
Well, I had to, you know, ostracize him because I said, Matt, you went over budget on cell phone expenses now, and we didn't budget for that. But I gave him a free pass, and I said, try to be more responsible. But, yeah, the sort of the image of our GM, you know, the next day going to the cell phone store to get his cell phone replaced after, you know, we clinch is a great image. And it just shows, you know what, you still have everyday responsibilities. You still have to do stuff. We still have a business to run. So we've got, you know, we've got a lot of things we're planning for in addition to the postseason. We've got, you know, our budgets to prepare. We've got a little thing called ballpark funding we're working on. We've got a lot of capital projects we're looking at for next year. So, you know, we're doing a lot of things. But again, this is fun. This is great. So the fact that I'm me and my staff are working, you know, late hours is great. This is all what it's all about.
Rick Schlesinger is with us on WTMJ. Rick, I wanted to ask you about an article that was in the news today. Mark Cassie, editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, writing a column saying it's time to redevelop portion of American Family Field parking lots. I know the Brewers don't own the parking lots, But if the Brewers decided that they wanted to develop something similar to Deer District or Titletown, it would likely happen. Any chance that something similar to either of those two venues could eventually happen at American Family Field?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, what I keep telling everybody is one of my jobs, mainly job, is to drive revenue. So any opportunities to generate revenue, to put back in the payroll, to get players for the ballpark, I want to do. And if real estate development can do that, I'm all in. We, you know, there's a lot of hurdles. We don't own the land. That's the state of Wisconsin owns the land. That would have to change. And I can't just snap my fingers and say to the people in Madison, thank you, but please give me the land. We've got to deal with utility issues. We've got to deal with some potential environmental. We have to deal with the fact that the Department of Transportation is looking at, you know, adjusting our parking lots because of the freeway expansion. We have to look at the economics. We have to look at making sure that this place can work with our neighborhood and making sure that it all presents opportunities for parking and tailgating. So I'm very open to it. People who write columns are generally not real estate business developers. I'm glad that everybody has their opinions, and I'm open to listening to everybody, and I would love to do it. It just has to, you know, overcome a number of obstacles, and it's got to make sense. But absolutely, I would love to explore all revenue-generating opportunities, including real estate.
So Cass writes, the Brewers are still adamant about preferring to have parking. Is that a mischaracterization?
We want parking, and we want to also recognize that we can certainly accommodate real estate opportunities if they make sense and we overcome hurdles. So there are intelligent ways to accomplish both. I am somewhat reticent, candidly, about parking garages. One of the complaints we get from our fans is the delays in leaving the ballpark after a game, and parking garages, unless they can figure out a new law of physics that doesn't exist, only exacerbate that problem. But having said that, are there opportunities to consider real estate? Sure, but it has to be done deliberately, intelligently, and people who don't know what they're talking about sometimes write things, and the reality is I have a lot of things I have to consider, and again, willing to talk to anybody who's got ideas, and we've done, you know, a lot of analysis of the parking and the real estate. We'll continue to do the analysis. Happy to talk to anybody who wants to give us advice.
Should be a great atmosphere at the park this weekend, Rick. Are you ready for the idea of potentially five or six games against the Cubs? That could happen here.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You look at the schedule, and, you know, a month ago I was saying, okay, these games are going to be incredibly stressful and loaded with the normal Cubs-Brewers rivalry, and then you multiply it by a factor of 1,000 because both teams will need these games to win. Obviously, we don't need these games. The Cubs certainly do. Cubs have had some challenges the last few games. So I'm always glad when the ballpark's packed. And, you know, we're going to play these games because we obviously, these guys are professionals, and we want to play and we want to perform well. And the Cubs obviously have their backs to the wall. They need to basically win every game, I think, to have a realistic chance. There's going to be great energy here.
I never thought I'd ask the president of the Brewers business operations two questions about his wardrobe, but here we are. Do you have lucky socks?
Going back,
do you have
to
a lucky shirt? Will you be wearing something special on Tuesday?
Well, I will. I do have a sock that my daughter wore when she was very little, and I do carry that sock when we're in the postseason. And so, yes, I do have a lucky sock from my daughter, and she'd probably be mortified that I tell anybody this. The reality is I had that stock in 2002, and I worked for the Angels, and we won the World Series. And I've had that stock since. We haven't gotten to the World Series since, but I'm always hopeful. So if my daughter Katie is listening, I've got the sock, and yeah, I'm going to bring it to every game.
That's what I'm talking about. Rick Schlesinger is the president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Always great when we get the chance to talk. Thank you so much, Rick.
Thanks for having me on.